The Truth About Angels, Chapter 1, Angels and You, A Brief Overview, The Connection of the Visible with the Invisible World, The Ministration of Angels of God, and The Agency of Evil Spirits are plainly revealed in the Scriptures and inseparably interwoven with human history. Before the creation of man, angels were in existence, for when the foundations of the earth were laid, the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Angels are in nature superior to men, for the psalmist says that man was made a little lower than the angels. The number and power of angels. We are informed in Scripture as to the number and the power and glory of the heavenly beings, of their connection with the government of God, and also of their relation to the work of redemption. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. And says the prophet, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. In the presence chamber of the King of Kings they wait, angels that excel in strength, ministers of His that do His pleasure, hearkening unto the voice of His word. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands were the heavenly messengers beheld by the prophet Daniel. The apostle Paul declared them an innumerable company. As God's messengers they go forth, like the appearance of a flash of lightning, so dazzling their glory and so swift their flight. The angel that appeared at the Savior's tomb, his countenance like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, caused the keepers for fear of him to quake, and they became as dead men. When Sennacherib, the haughty Assyrian, reproached and blasphemed God, and threatened Israel with destruction, it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. There were cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains from the army of Sennacherib. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. Angels help God's children. Angels are sent on missions of mercy to the children of God, to Abraham with promises of blessing, to the gates of Sodom to rescue righteous Lot from its fiery doom, to Elijah as he was about to perish from weariness and hunger in the desert, to Elisha with chariots and horses of fire surrounding the little town where he was shut in by his foes, to Daniel while seeking divine wisdom in the court of a heathen king or abandoned to become the lion's prey, to Peter doomed to death in Herod's dungeon, to the prisoners at Philippi, to Paul and his companions in the night of tempest on the sea, to open the mind of Cornelius to receive the gospel, to dispatch Peter with the message of salvation to the Gentile stranger. Thus holy angels have, in all ages, ministered to God's people. Thus God's people, exposed to the deceptive power and unsleeping malice of the prince of darkness, and in conflict with all the forces of evil, are assured of the unceasing guardianship of heavenly angels. Nor is such assurance given without need. If God has granted to His children promise of grace and protection, it is because there are mighty agencies of evil to be met, agencies numerous, determined, and untiring, of whose malignity and power none can safely be ignorant or unheeding. Satan and evil angels. Evil spirits, in the beginning created sinless, were equal in nature, power, and glory with the holy beings that are now God's messengers. But fallen through sin, they are leagued together for the dishonor of God and the destruction of men. United with Satan in his rebellion, and with him cast out from heaven, they have, through all succeeding ages, cooperated with him in his warfare against the divine authority. We are told in Scripture of their confederacy and government, of their various orders, of their intelligence and subtlety, and of their malicious designs against the peace and happiness of men. None are in greater danger from the influence of evil spirits than those who, notwithstanding the direct and ample testimony of the Scriptures, deny the existence and agency of the devil and his angels. So long as we are ignorant of their wiles, they have almost inconceivable advantage. Many give heed to their suggestions while they suppose themselves to be following the dictates of their own wisdom. This is why, as we approach the close of time, when Satan is to work with greatest power to deceive and destroy, he spreads everywhere the belief that he does not exist. It is his policy to conceal himself and his manner of working. It is because he has masked himself with consummate skill that the question is so widely asked, does such a being really exist? It is an evidence of his success that theories giving the lie to the plainest testimony of the Scriptures are so generally received in the religious world. And it is because Satan can most readily control the minds of those who are unconscious of his influence that the Word of God gives us so many examples of his malignant work, unveiling before us his secret forces, and thus placing us on our guard against his assaults. Christ's followers are safe. The power and malice of Satan and his host might justly alarm us, were it not that we may find shelter and deliverance in the superior power of our Redeemer. We carefully secure our houses with bolts and locks to protect our property and our lives from evil men. But we seldom think of the evil angels who are constantly seeking access to us, and against whose attacks we have, in our own strength, no method of defense. If permitted, they can distract our minds, disorder and torment our bodies, destroy our possessions and our lives. Their only delight is in misery and destruction. Fearful is the condition of those who resist the divine claims and yield to Satan's temptations, until God gives them up to the control of evil spirits. But those who follow Christ are ever safe under his watch care. Angels that excel in strength are sent from heaven to protect them. The wicked one cannot break through the guard which God has stationed about his people.